What is redistricting? There's a Supreme Court case happening around Louisiana's congressional map. It's specifically focused on whether the state's decision to draw a second majority black district violates the Constitution. In 2022, a federal judge found that Louisiana had packed black voters into one district, basically silencing them. After the ACLU sued and won the lawsuit, the state drew a second majority black district in 2024. Now a group of white residents led by Drew Calais are suing, and they're arguing that by creating that second majority black district, that in itself is a form of racial discrimination, and that having equal representation discriminates against white voters. This case decision is one that could get rid of or reduce the impact of the Voting Rights Act, and it would allow the Louisiana lawmakers to redraw a new map that ignores how many black people actually live in the district. Why does this particular case matter? Well, this case matters because it creates a tension. Is it unconstitutional to fix racism by considering race, or is it necessary to consider race to ensure political opportunity? If the Supreme Court sides with Calais, states could argue that any map drawn with race in mind, even if it's to fix past discrimination, is unconstitutional. Siding with Calais would potentially gut Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act because you can't prove racial discrimination without looking at race. Sorry to the colorblind warriors, it is just not possible. But even more so, this would unlock unfair maps nationwide and make it nearly impossible to challenge any racial gerrymandering in the future. If the court sides with the ACLU, it would reaffirm that race-conscious remedies are sometimes required to correct current and historical discrimination, keeping Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act alive. Historical is important here because if voting didn't matter, why would we need to keep finding loopholes to stop people from doing it?
The girl was badly shot up, and they had to be rushed to the hospital, and they have suffered very much. And this is the result after I had registered.
I don't want everybody to vote.
What now? Since I started partnering with the ACLU, I was able to learn that the arguments for this case have already been heard. Now it's just a watching and waiting game. But if you're an antsy one like me, you can send a message directly to Congress telling them to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which is a law that's aiming to expand the Voting Rights Act protections. And I'll drop the link. I always find it so fascinating when I hear people, safe pro-voter blue states that go out of their way to uphold democracy and fight for its citizens to have fair elections, say things like voting doesn't matter, because if it did, they wouldn't let you do it. And I just have to stare at them like my brother in Christ from my southern anti-voting hellscape. They're trying hard not to let you do it. Baby, if they could stop us from having any votes at all, they would.